Hello, everyone. It's a good day for Agora. In the way of introduction, this was another quarter of solid financial and market performance for all of Agora's business lines. We are pleased to note not only dynamic growth in revenues and profits of our traditional businesses, but an accelerated development of our new media offer based on them. This is crucial as today's competitive advantage of a media company like Agora lies in its ability to leverage existing assets in order to create new revenue engines. Agora's performance and offer development prove that powerful brands, rich and high-quality content, innovative promotional and sales approach, and team's creativity are key to its success in the changing media landscape. The financial highlights, and we refer here to the third quarter of 2007, the revenues amounted to PLN 284 million, which is up 16% year-on-year. Advertising sales generated PLN 195 million, up 13%. Revenues from copy sales, PLN 54 million, up 49%. And book sales, PLN 15 million, down 11%. Total operating cost was PLN 253 million and increased by 6%. The growth reflects expanded internet operations, mainly higher staff cost, enriched newspaper readership offer, and the development of outdoor advertising panel portfolio. Staff cost, excluding non-cash incentive compensation, which declined 81%, was up 4% and reached PLN 61 million. The group's headcount at the end of third quarter was 3,426 employees, up 27 full-time employees as compared to second quarter, and down 121 full-time employees versus third quarter 2006. Total marketing and promotion costs of the group reached PLN 44 million and increased by PLN 6 million. The growth is by and large ascribed to the cost of selling DVDs or other attractive supplements attached to the newspaper at a higher cover price, the result of which significantly improves the company's top line. Also to advertising campaigns of the online services. The cost of materials was up over PLN 1 million to PLN 52 million altogether. The growth reflects the execution of collections, which were primarily based on book sales. The series run during the same period of 2006 were composed of books with DVDs and CDs classified as a promotional expense. Operating EBITDA was PLN 51 million, up 71%. Operating EBITDA margin stood at 18%. Net profit, PLN 27 million. Operating cash flow, PLN 79 million. Free cash flow, PLN 62 million. Cash and cash equivalents at the end of the period stood at PLN 374 million, including certificates in investment funds. A few points on the advertising market during the third quarter. The third quarter ad spend grew 18% year-on-year to PLN 1.4 billion. Television was the greatest beneficiary of higher spending and grew 25% year-on-year. Newspapers saw higher than expected growth rate, up 8%. The acceleration of the trend reflects low base in July and August of last year, but also dynamic growth of advertising budgets in national newspapers in the third quarter of this year. Magazines saw a decent growth rate of 7%, while spending for radio increased 11% year-on-year. Both outdoor and online advertising recorded the fastest growth rates, 26% and 42% respectively. Overall, in the first 9 months of 2007, advertisers spent PLN 4.7 billion, 47% of which went to television. Internet advertising was one of the leading beneficiaries of this growing market, with the period advertisers spending PLN 61 million more on online advertising than last year. We expect total ad spend in 2007 to grow 11 to 12%, with accelerated trends for newspapers between 4 and 5%, television between 15 and 16%, and outdoor between 14 and 15%. We expect a lower than expected increase of spending for radio between 6 and 7%, and we also expect unchanged growth rates for magazines and internet expenditures of 4 and 40% respectively. The operating highlights also for the third quarter: excellent market and financial performance of Gazeta, copy sales of 435,000, 99,000 more than the combined paid circulation of Rzeczpospolita and Dziennik, the majority of national and local titles declined copy sales. Genic sold 163,000 in September, which is 22% fewer copies than last year. Polska Press and Mecom titles lost respectively 22 and 21,000 copies in the 9 months of 2007. Gazeta is the leading daily in terms of readership, 6 million audience, and its advertising share in total newspaper advertising market remains intact at 41%. Circulation revenues up 66% to PLN 43 million, despite lower average cover price by 34% and cheaper kiosk subscription offer introduced last year due to dynamic growth of Gazeta's copy sales, plus innovative pricing and marketing strategy based on differentiating the newspaper's cover price once a DVD or any other attractive supplement is attached. Advertising revenues up ahead of market growth, 10%, share increased to 41%. Operating EBITDA of the whole segment up significantly to PLN 40 million. Operating EBITDA margin grew to 19%. Dynamic development and accelerated revenue growth of our internet operations, Gazeta PL's advertising revenues, excluding classifieds, doubled over last year and reached PLN 6 million. In August 2007, the portal's reach grew to a record 42% level with nearly 6 million users. In the third quarter, we started 12 new services and revamped 24 existing offers. The most significant of them are a joint venture web TV platform with Big Brother reality show, which attracted over 1 million users during the first month of operations. Sport PL sports service enhanced with rich audiovisual offer is currently number 3 player in its online category. And Gazeta.mobi portal with news, sports, economy, weather, and cinema schedule information on users' mobiles. We also started a cooperation with Nokia to share audio files through Nokia podcasting application. The existing portals launched end of year last year continue to strengthen their market position. In August 2007, Gazeta.dom.pl remained first among real estate services, and Gazeta.praca.pl was the second largest recruitment service in terms of real users. Strong revenue growth of Metro and its offer expansion in print and online. Metro is the number three most read newspaper in Poland every day, ahead of Super Express, Dziennik, and Rzeczpospolita. Its advertising revenues increased in third quarter by 38%, while its share of in total newspaper advertising spending stood at 3%. Metro continued to grow its advertising and readership offer. In September, the newspaper launched a new recruitment supplement in Warsaw, Metro Praca. Its first issue accommodated 308 job offers on 20 pages. Metro Praca and Metro dedicated website constitute a dual media recruitment offer, while Metro's national sports supplement cooperates with an online sports offer. New collections, innovative ideas, and first steps in the entertainment business. In the 9 months of 2007, book collections added PLN 96 million in revenues. Operating profit of the business reached PLN 9 million. In the said period, we sold over 6 million books and books with CDs and DVDs. We continue to expand our operations based on strong brands of our media assets and their rich content offer, a lot of collections and one-off projects sold together with our magazines or recommended by our radio stations. We were also successfully experimenting with various distribution channels to enter new business areas such as entertainment, sales of high-budget political fiction TV series before it is shown on TV. That started also in the third quarter. Healthy financial performance of radios and magazines and their online expansion. Ad revenues of our magazine portfolio grew ahead of the market rate. Radios posted a healthy 16% growth rate in ad sales. Operating performance of the magazine portfolio reached a solid margin of 19%, while our radio group had a positive contribution to the group's operating EBITDA. Both segments continued to develop their offer in traditional media, a new shopping magazine for men or an enhanced offer of Golden Oldies format, and to adopt new technologies to expand their new media offers. We launched Internet Radio, which offers 7 brand new and original online music channels and gives access to our traditional radio stations. Tuba.fm is the first Polish radio platform which allows internet users to influence the content and compose the final playlist. It offers better interaction with the audience and broader content than traditional analog radio. Online projects in the magazine segment include major reconstruction of the parenting portal, the largest of this kind in the Polish internet. Solid performance of our outdoor business. In the third quarter, AMS posted PLN 39 million in revenues, up 15%, and underperformed slightly the market rate. This reflects panel portfolio structure, which lacks a sufficient number of premium panels. The company has been continuously growing for some time. Operating EBITDA stood at PLN 7 million, operating EBITDA margin at 18%. Competitive landscape in the newspaper market. In October, Rzeczpospolita changed from a broadsheet format to a compact newspaper, while Polska Presse started a new daily newspaper. Polska Presse presented ambitious readership and circulation targets for its new product, which is based on six regional titles. We think that the accomplishment of these plans and the title's advertising potential is yet to be considered. At least several months are necessary to assess whether the national formula of a new daily, built on a smaller number of regional titles, manages to attract enough national readers while maintaining the local audience. We are extremely pleased with Gazeta's market results. Last year's experience proves its powerful brand, its well-entrenched national and local position, excellent reputation and broad local readership base. Furthermore, it as demonstrated by Dziennik, launching of a national newspaper in such competitive market environment engages significant funding and time and does not necessarily ensure readership and financial success in the long term. We will continue to maintain both editorial and market quality of the newspaper going forward and have a lot of new ideas in the pipeline already. Should need be, we'll be flexibly applying our market strategies. As to our objectives going forward, we continue improving profitability through cost management and enhancing revenues of the current businesses. We will seek new revenue engines. Recently, we accomplished a number of multimedia projects devoted inter alia to our internet business. The most recent include a joint venture with ATM Grupa dedicated to the development of web TV called TVPL, internet radio Tuba FM, or one of the largest online sports services, SportPL. We entered into partnerships with other external partners. In October, our internet offer got enriched with a GPL webmail created with Google based on its popular Gmail format. We will continue to expand our online operations through new launches and services enhancements directed at a variety of target audiences. Executing on this strategy will consistently leverage our rich asset portfolio and strong brands, and will be undertaking third-party cooperations. Mentioned before, we will be ready to present revamped strategic goals and directions for Agora in February, once we have our fourth quarter financials reported. Thank you, and we are open to questions.